Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, here with Brian Santhian, JGHS tech guru and producer of the show The Deadline. Welcome one and all. How are you, Brian?
The same as last time.
That's good. That's good.
No change.
No change, huh? Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Cranking away on the book. I'm getting there. It's exciting.
The
deadline's coming, but I am really... You know, it's so amazing, though. I never knew I could do this. I really thought, oh, this won't work. But it's like you sit down, you just start writing, you know, and you get out. And I've gotten out of my comfort zone to where I go to places I've never driven to before by myself. I walk up to people and, hey, I'm doing this book and I really need to talk to you. And it's like amazing. And people will talk.
I know.
They only get nervous when I take out the digital recorder. Then they're like, oh, you're going to record this? I'm like, oh, pay no attention to it. Just keep talking to me like we're having coffee here, you know. And then they do, and it works pretty well.
I had to use crap, huh?
Well, what I do is I print out MapQuest. So I get myself somewhat visually familiar with what the hell I'm doing, where I'm going. But also, the MapQuest, then I save it, and I'm keeping all the MapQuest reports in a file. And that way, when I do my expense report, I can pull those out, and I can plug in all the miles.
Right, right.
So it's a good thing. And then that way, I have that for the expense report. I get myself familiar. But then I use the crap, and it's been okay. You know, sometimes he's come through to where I am, like, I've gotten detoured, and they've put the detour up so fast because of an accident or something, they didn't have time to really put other signs, and I've taken him out of the glove box, plugged him in, and damn if he doesn't get me back on track.
Yeah, so I bet you never even updated it.
No. I'm writing a book.
Yeah, I told you to do that back in, what, February?
No. April. March. Marchy kind of time zone.
Marchy kind of February. Shall we move on?
Yes, yes. So I wonder if Jeff Peckman's ET preparedness plan was accepted. Did you hear about this one, Brian?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah. This was out in Denver. He wanted the city council in Denver to add his draft ballot initiative for extraterrestrial preparedness, known as the Extraterrestrial Affairs Commission. He believes Denver needs a strategy for dealing with E.T.
E.T. phone home.
God. Seriously, I mean, you know, this guy was convinced that, the government, or, you know, the main government, the United States government, has a preparedness plan in place in case we do get attacked by aliens.
I bet they do.
And therefore, he feels it should be coming down to the local levels. I guess kind of like Homeland Security, but taking it to every level for the extraterrestrial preparedness plan. But this is also the same gentleman who put forth an initiative for, what was it? It was like... the being nice policy or something, and it was like really weird. It was all like the being nice policy. Oh yeah, Jeff Peckman, check him out. It's interesting, very interesting. So we have our cemetery hunts coming up this year. Woohoo! Cemetery hunts will be on Saturday nights this year. You meet and sign in at 9 p.m. and hunt till 10:30 p.m. Basically, when you sign in, you're going to sign a sign-in sheet, which is also our waiver form, which means you're doing this at your own choice and your own risk, and you're not going to sue me or the NJGHS. But that said, and you hunt till 10:30 p.m. You must be a member of the NJGHS in order to participate in these hunts. Lifetime membership is available for $20 on our homepage and via PayPal. You cannot pay for membership at the cemetery. It must be done ahead of time. Especially, you know, you do get, and for people who haven't realized this, the membership card's inside the envelope with the membership certificate. I don't know how many people take the certificate out and then email me. I couldn't find the card because they never, like, really dumped the envelope out to find there was a card. Now I even had to pay extra for postage because I've had to paperclip them to the certificate so you people can find them. But you need that card because if you're brand new and you're showing up for a cemetery hunt, the team leader may not recognize you. And that way you can show your membership cards. Okay, you're an official member. You can participate in this. New members, you're going to go with the team leader to get your newbie training. And you have to complete two of these cemetery hunts in order to be considered for an investigative team for a private investigation. Okay, cancellation of these dates are possible given inclement weather conditions. Please keep an eye on the site for last minute updates, or better still, join our Yahoo NJGHS group to have the info blasted into your email inbox. First scheduled cemetery hunt is going to be at the PeaQuest Union Cemetery in Independence, New Jersey. That's headed up by Dina. That's on May 31st. Then June 7th, we have Bayview Cemetery in Leonardo by Greg and Sherry. June 14th, we have Mount Olivet Red Bank by Greg and Sherry. And June 21st, Presbyterian Church Cemetery in Westfield by myself. And then the rest goes on all the way till September 6th. Again, all these dates, times, links, places, you name it, is on the website, njghs.net. So we can move along to meeting announcements. Okay, let's see.
Keep going.
You're going to leave the same song going?
Yes.
That's for cemetery hunts. You got to switch gears here. Oh, come on, man. What the hell are we paying you for?
Well, when I start getting paid, you'll start getting quality work. How about that?
Now he's going to put on a song called Die, Bitch. No. Oh, he picked something nice. Okay. All right, here are our meeting announcements. The Central Jersey Division meeting is June 4th at the Hazlitt Library, conveniently located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt, New Jersey, headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish. The North Jersey Division meeting is May 20th, 293 Main Street in Hackettstown at the Community Center in the Blue Room. This month's topic, mediums, just another tool for the investigator to use or never to be used. Both meetings start at 7 p.m. and end promptly at 8:30 p.m. and are free and open to the public to attend. As always, there is a share and scare segment at the meeting, so if you have any questionable photos or audio recordings, feel free to bring them to the meeting and share them at the share and scare segment and have them reviewed and analyzed. And that should do it. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting. Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel, where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
This is Troy Taylor, founder of the American Ghost Society, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for ParaShare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each ParaShare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society, only one credit necessary. Or you may save up to 10 credits and cash them in for a natal chart, which is a $75 value. We'll keep track of the ParaShares and let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, birth time, and birthplace, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. So, guess what?
What?
This week we don't have a parashare.
Wow. Oh! Losers.
Color me shocked. Now it's time for News of the Weird. Jean Morrell, 57, hoping for a shorter sentence after his conviction for soliciting sex from teenage boys over the internet, told a court in Fredericksburg, Virginia in March about his rough life as a child, beginning with the time he was sexually molested by Bigfoot. In March, Christopher Koch, 28, became the latest to wait outside a bank, building up his nerve to rob it, and then finally put on a ski mask and walked up to the front door of the Citizens and Northern Bank in Liberty, Pennsylvania, only to realize that it was by then 12:01 p.m., and the bank had closed at noon. Employees got Koch's license plate number, so you can guess what happened. Angelo Trujillo, 20, became the latest in March to attempt to rob someone who was pumping gas. The customer, Ms. Bernie Garcia, 83 years old, calmly sprayed Trujillo with gasoline, sending him fleeing, but he was soon arrested. Here's an update. Experimental natural orifice surgery might be healthcare's next big thing, following its U.S. introduction last year at Columbia University, as reported also in News of the Weird, where doctors removed a woman's diseased gallbladder not by an abdominal incision, but through her vagina. In March, doctors at UC San Diego Medical Center removed a woman's appendix through her vagina and a man's through his mouth. A microscopic camera must be inserted through the abdomen, however, to guide the surgeons. Pain and healing time are usually less than half that of the ordinary surgery, but the risk of internal infection is greater. The next step, doctors say, will be removing kidneys through the anus. Dirk Alpalka, whose Fox scored 96 of 100 possible points, won Best in Show at the World Taxidermy Championships in February in Salzburg, Austria, beating over 100 competitors in the art of stretching animal skin over fake bodies so the critters look better than they ever looked alive. The attention to detail was astonishing, according to a dispatch in Der Spiegel. In March, the Tokyo High Court reversed the conviction of pinup model Serena Kozakura, who had been found guilty of kicking a hole in the door of her former boyfriend's apartment so she could break in and scream at him. Kozakura had appealed, claiming that the man made the hole himself, and as evidence explained that she could never have squeezed through it anyway because her breasts are too big. That argument apparently won the day, creating enough reasonable doubt to overturn the verdict. Two German Air Force sergeants were suspended in December after being caught in a side venture selling sausages based on an old family recipe requiring human blood. Their first batches were made with their own, but as they began mass producing, they had allegedly asked their colleagues because, according to instructions from one of the men's grandmothers, all blood must be fresh. Do not use too many breadcrumbs, she said. But if the blood starts to curdle, stir in a teaspoon of wine vinegar. Donald Baker, 51, was rearrested in March in Peterborough, Ontario, when he called the police department to request a wake-up call for his court appearance the next morning. Amazed at his audacity, police ran a records check and found an additional arrest warrant on him. And from having balls to getting kicked in them, News of the Weird cited a police report last May that an unidentified man in Guelph, Ontario, had committed at least 3 incidents of approaching women and asking to be kicked in the groin. After 7 such incidents, Jarrett Loft, 28, pleaded guilty in March 2008 to 1 count and was sentenced to 60 days in jail. Loft offered no explanation for his behavior, other than that he was curious. One victim, saying that she feared what Loft might do if she refused, repeatedly kicked him between the legs, after which he thanked her and rode off on his bicycle. And here's why not to spend Easter weekend in the Philippines. Good Friday, in the Philippines town of San Pedro Cutad, I don't know how to pronounce it, has meant for over 20 years that 24 men will line up to be nailed to a wooden cross for a few minutes each to mark their penitence for sins of the previous year. Although this year, the government issued an advisory recommending getting tetanus shots and using only sterile nails. Ruben Anaje, 47, was the first in line once again, the 22nd time in 23 years that he has been crucified, and once again screamed in agony for 5 minutes as the 6-inch nails were driven into both palms and both feet while he lay on the cross. Before the crucifixions, dozens of other men punished themselves by whipping their backs bloody using bamboo rods. Interesting. Of course, that wasn't the real way you crucified someone, right?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, well, apparently they always show Jesus hanging on the cross with the nails through his palms, and it wouldn't work because it's just fleshy, and you would rip right off. So they basically had to drive the nail through the wrist, so that way there was enough bone there to hold you on. And the crosses weren't shaped like a T, they were shaped like an X. And what else was I hearing about this? Oh, and they would break your legs. So that way, when you were hung up on the cross, if you had your legs were working, you could push yourself up and you could breathe. But by breaking your legs, you couldn't push yourself up. You basically suffocated, and that's how you died on the cross. And that's your news of the weird. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, I'm Mark Nesbitt, author of The Ghosts of Gettysburg and many other books on historical and paranormal accounts. You're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandhuman.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandhuman.com. The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Last week's Haunted Trivia asked, what is the name of the haunted mansion in Selma, Alabama? The answer, Sturtevant Hall. Okay? And that's Sturtivant Hall. Now, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of quasi-challenging. Hearing footsteps and waiting to see who it is attached to those sounds only to find no one there is commonplace at Engine Company 18. The old-fashioned firehouse is supposedly built on ancient burial ground. Where is this haunted firehouse located? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia at njghs.net and you'll win the Llewellyn's 2008 Magical Almanac. This trusted companion of magical practitioners includes a calendar section with information on the moon's phases and signs, as well as incense and color correspondences that will maximize the energy of your everyday life pursuits. Retails for $8.99, so be the first person to send the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net. Don't forget to sign up for the Portsmouth Harbor Lighthouse Dinner and Investigation taking place on August 16th. That's $50 per person. That gets you in for the investigation and includes your dinner. Make sure you send me your choice of... The choices are listed on that page of what the entrees are. There's like a chicken thing, fish and chips thing, and some other things. So just,
it's like a chicken and everything else is seafood.
Yeah, like, hello, like you're going to a harbor, like water.
So?
So. Yeah. Hotel and transportation on your own. NJGHS discounted rate at Comfort Inn in Portsmouth. You must request that rate when making a reservation. Make sure you book by July 15th. Don't forget to register for the Paranormal Intensive 2008 set for September 20th in Hackettstown. All the information is on the njghs.net/paraintensive.html page of our site. Each workshop is only $25 per person. Register for the ones you want. Of course, the presenters will have their books and wares on sale and be available to autograph as well. And then that night, you can participate for $60 a person and have a really nice dinner in a haunted restaurant, which is the Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. And then you can have a spirit circle with the famous psychic medium, Jane Doherty. Okay, so
that's... And then you can drink afterwards.
And then you can drink afterwards. You can try and come down and catch up to me. Although, I don't know.
No way.
If this doesn't sell out, then I may hold down a chair and be there for her spirit circle. Because years ago, I went to a couple of Jane's seances or spirit circles, whatever the euphemism du jour is. And they were very, very cool. She's really good. I mean, it's amazing to see how she does this. And what I liked about it was at least you felt safe, you know. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you know, she's not like one of those charlatans that puts on a dog and pony show. It's the real deal. But she also has a good energy to where you don't feel threatened. I mean, you know something's going on otherworldly, but at least you don't feel like, oh, God, you know, it's going to be like, get out, and, you know, actually, windows smashing on you.
I'd like to see that happen.
I remember the one, and it was conducted at the Spy House, and actually it's in my, yeah, I think I talk about it in my book on the Spy House chapter, and a woman in the circle, she ended up, like, basically starts leaning over and putting her head down in her lap, and she's like, I am so dizzy, oh my God, my stomach's bottoming out, this is horrible, and Jane, you know, got up and went to her. And then turned around at the other side of the circle and said, has anybody lost anybody in a plane crash? And the woman sitting across from this woman said, my father, and I think mm-hmm. it was either two of his friends or whatever, one of those little Cessna planes.
Right.
And basically this poor woman, that's the only way her father's spirit could communicate, was to make this poor woman experience everything he experienced when he was dying and the plane was going down. So she's like, got her, she's ready to throw up or, you know. But it was pretty... Pretty interesting. You're gonna like this book. Let me tell you. I think you're gonna be impressed.
I'll be impressed when you finish it.
Yeah, me too. Very happy. Very impressed. Very exhausted. And then I think I will just run away from home. Whatever the first weekend that comes up, where I don't have a coalition meeting, I don't have the kids, I don't have a presentation to do or a radio show. I'm getting in the car. I'm driving down to Cape May. I'm just going to go into one of the bed and breakfasts and just sit there, maybe walk out, say, yep, there's the ocean. Because I didn't see the ocean at all last year, I'll have you know. So this year I might actually score twice. I might see the Jersey Shore. And then I'll see the water when we go up to Portsmouth. We're like, two in one season, Laura got to the beach. Woo! You know. I mean, last year, not at all. Never saw it. Isn't that amazing?
I didn't either.
You didn't either?
No.
Why? You're single. You have every weekend to yourself.
So?
So? Yeah. Well, it is still a schlep, though. Anyway. So yeah, make sure you...
I'm not near the water anymore.
Yeah, I know. I do miss that about living in Westfield. It was only 1 hour. Boom, you were right there at Spring Lake Heights.
I'll jump on the river and go tubing down the river.
Yeah, but there's... did you see that woman in the news a week or so ago? That and she was a doctor. She's a doctor, and that's how she was at least able to self, you know, care for her, take care of her, and look at the wound. But at last count, from what I heard on the news, they determined it might be a stingray stinger that was shoved into the heel of her foot. She was just walking on the beach in Florida. Oh, and then that other woman from Florida. Did you hear this in the news about a week ago? She...
Everything's a week ago.
Yeah. She, I saw it on the news and I felt so bad for her. 57 years old, visiting from... Well, this part I didn't know yet. You know how they show the coming attractions on the news? And right. It shows this woman, like, picking up her upper lip and showing... That she had, it's all swollen and bloody and is split, and they had to stitch it together. And it says, you know,
together?
Together. Together. And so I saw the coming attractions. I'm like, okay, but you know when you're in that phase of like, you know, you need to get up off the couch and get into bed, but you still can't, you haven't levitated yet, so you're still sitting there. And so I'm watching the news, which I never, I rarely do because it's so depressing. But anyway, so I get to see the story.
Right.
And I'm sitting there trying to figure out. In my head, okay, this woman's sitting at a coffee shop where, you know, like now the weather's nicer and they have the coffee table. They have tables outside. So she's sitting out having her morning coffee and a bunch of teenagers start walking by on their way to school. How innocent is that? And she said, good morning to them. And then they turn around and they start to beat her up. And the one kid took a punch at her, but his ring had a razor blade thing built into it. So that's what split her lip, because he punched her right in the mouth.
Right.
So not only did she swell and everything, but he cut right through her entire top lip with the razor blade.
Nice.
And luckily people came to her aid and they got her to the hospital and she had to get stitches. And I'm sitting there going, but it's New York. What would possess you to say, to even make eye contact, let alone say good morning? Aha! Sure enough, it comes out in the story. She's visiting from Florida. And I'm like, oh, because Floridians, they have this whole thing about, you have a good day now. Nice to see you. Good day, good day, good day. Hey, you take care now. My friend Laura does that all the time. And I'm like, why do you talk to people you don't know? And I'm like, you could get killed in New York if you did that. Like, I always tell my kids, we go in the city, don't look up. And they're like, I said, I know it's fascinating. The buildings are tall. Do not look up. You just reek of tourist. Mug me. You know? Like, just look down. God. Don't make eye contact. Look like you're ready to kill somebody. And people will leave you alone. So that's what it was, though. She broke cardinal sin 1 through 10 of being in New York. She said good morning.
I got a problem in New York. I'll keep my head straight. I look at people. I'll look up. I don't care.
I won't look up at the buildings, and I'll look to see where I'm going, but...
I'll stop there. I'll look at the big signs on 42nd Street. I'll stop there. I'll look. I'll watch the signs and...
Oh, man. Well, you're a guy, though. I guess it's... You can take care of yourself. I can't run that risk, so... And I always tell the kids, you know, we're walking, we're looking down at the sidewalk. Don't make eye contact. Don't talk to anybody. But see, here she was from Florida, being her nice Floridian self and saying good morning. That just was like, yep, there you go. Welcome to New York. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up here. Make sure you stay tuned to the njghs.net website and sign up for the Yahoo groups. The link is right on our homepage for the NJGHS Yahoo group. Thanks again, as always.
And again.
To Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dina Sharico. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly because at some point in life, you have to meet The Deadline.